Hi everyone, Mark Donner here. Welcome to a very special Halloween-themed episode of the Rock and Roll Content Show. This week we've got something a little different for you, a little scary maybe. It's actually a repurposed episode because I am traveling, so I didn't have time to put together a full rock and roll episode for today. But I wanted to give you something useful, maybe a little bit scary, since we're coming up on Halloween if you're listening to this as it comes out. This was an episode of my previous podcast, which I called Super Space Robot. It was a content series that, like this one, talked about creation of content, content marketing, strategies and tactics for content. You know, all that stuff that we still do. But I used to do it via a series of audio plays starring an eccentric robot, Super Space Robot, who came to help people with their content. This particular episode is one of my favorites. It's called The Content Undead. And it's all about resurrecting some of that old, outdated content. Sit back, have a listen, hope you get something out of it, and enjoy. Don't be scared, there's some monsters.
These are the content adventures of Super Space Robot.
The Content Undead.
But our overall stats are looking good. Yeah. Yes. We're not getting many leads. I understand. Okay, thanks. I'll make that my goal for this month. It never fails. Each month after my boss gets the content performance reports, she always tells me the same thing. We're not getting enough leads. Maybe I should go deeper into this report to see if I can figure out why. Whoa! What is that? Help! What do I do?
Quick, close the browser before it gets in.
What the heck is that thing, and who the heck are you?
I'm Super Space Robot, and I exist to help people make better content. That is old content from your website. You may have forgotten all about it long ago, but it continues on, attracting new search traffic. Problem is, it may be attracting mostly useless and irrelevant traffic. Or when good traffic arrives, the old, out-of-date content scares it off, and it runs away. That's why you're still getting good numbers on your website, but you're not getting good leads. You've got a case of the content undead.
So it's like a ghost, or a zombie.
Yes, you might even think of it like a vampire. Not one of those new kind that looks cute and takes you to prom, but the old scary kind that will ruthlessly drain you of your blood until you're a cold, lifeless.
Let's not go any further with that, please.
It's just a metaphor anyway, but if left unattended, it can certainly deplete your site's resources and attract unsavory, unwanted visitors.
Are you talking about bots?
Hey, think about who you're talking to before you use words like that.
Sorry.
But yes, sometimes automated traffic can be attracted to this old content. Other times it may just be irrelevant human traffic. On the off chance that it is legitimate, your visitors will probably see that content and run away screaming.
So what do I do? Do I need to hire one of those new monster hunters that are dark and serious and wear long coats and big boots and leap from buildings and shoot at monsters? I don't think we have room in our budget for that.
Hey, what do you need one of those for? I'm standing right here. My first name is Super, you know.
Sorry, I just didn't think you'd be... I mean, you don't even have a wooden stake.
You don't know what I have.
Okay. You're very sensitive for a robot. So what do we do?
We can handle this on our own. Do you have that report handy? The one your boss reviews?
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh yes, I see. There are a few little monsters on this page. But this one seems to be the biggest problem.
Oh God, it's back.
Don't be afraid. I'll distract it while you look over the content. First, what is the topic? Is it anything that is remotely similar to the current story you're trying to tell?
I guess so. There's a lot of outdated information here, but most of it is still in the ballpark.
Good. Now look at that report again. You should be able to see what keywords or phrases are leading visitors to the content. Where they might be coming from. Now keep those keywords intact. Now, I need you to get a little closer and look at the post's metadata.
What? I'm not getting any closer to that thing.
Just do it as quickly as you can, please. I'm not sure if I can hold it much longer.
Okay, I'll do it. There's definitely some data here that needs to be updated.
While you're at it, check those image tags, too.
I've got them.
Good. Now, last thing. Bring the rest of the post up to date. You can update virtually everything as long as you keep those keywords and titles intact to keep driving traffic to the site. It's working!
I can see it! It's coming back to life! I'm doing it!
Hey, I helped.
Yes, you helped, Super Space Robot. So what's next?
You can update the date, you can refresh the images. If you have any multimedia content like videos that tie into the topic, you can embed those. Oh, and let's update your call to action. You want to lead them to a subscription form, an order form, or even some other content that's relevant. Make this newly revived content work for you.
Wow, that's great. So we stopped the big scary one, but what do I do with all these tiny little content monsters?
Use the same process. Some of them may be completely irrelevant, and you can remove them.
No!
But anything you remove should be redirected to an active page so you don't lose that traffic.
That really worked, and it was easier than I thought. I'll be honest, though, I kind of wanted to meet Kate Beckinsale.
You and me both.
Join us next time for another exciting, informative, and possibly annoying content adventure with Super Space Robot.
Hey, Mark here. The scary problem in today's episode is indeed not one that's solved by Kate Beckinsale's character Celine in Underworld or by Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Not even Dr. Van Helsing himself could solve this problem, unless he retired from hunting Dracula and became a blogger, I guess. If you create content for any length of time, you're bound to have this problem. I ran into it in my former life, managing content for a large B2B corporation. Over time, you forget about stuff. It drifts away, out of sight, and out of mind. But nothing is really ever dead on the internet. That old content is still indexed and findable by people, by spam bots, who knows what else. In the future, I plan to delve into the content audit because that's something that's often overlooked by content creators, and it's very important for identifying gaps in your content, determining what's old, what's out of date, what should be removed. It's also a helpful refresher on what you actually have out there already. That could save you a lot of time in the future. For now, though, I recommend a quick content spot check. Do this. Use your Google Analytics or whatever system it is that you use to track your performance on whether it's a blog or social media or a podcast or videos or whatever. You've got some sort of analytics tool, I'm sure. Find the posts that are older. A year old, 3 years old, 7 years old, whatever. You should be able to cross-reference that with your top content in terms of page views. What do you find? If your channel is anything like the one that I used to work with, you probably have some really old content that's still generating traffic, but it may not be entirely relevant to what you're doing now. If your data shows that you're getting a ton of hits, but not a lot of engagement on your new stuff, that could be the issue. So what do you do about it? Well, you do just what Super Space Robot helped with in today's episode. You figure out what is attracting that traffic. In most cases, it's probably the title, or some metadata in the post or on an image, or a keyword or a key phrase in the content. You'll also want to look at where the traffic's coming from, because it could be just that the post is linked from somewhere on the internet that gets traffic. Who knows where? Then you figure out what's legit and what's not. So that's usually pretty easy to tell based on the source of the traffic. Once you've got that, then you can go to work on updating the post. Bring it up to date. Tie it in, if it's relevant, with some other content that you have. Maybe it's relevant to a current happening in the world or in your industry. After it's updated, then you can link to it on social media. Last thing, as Super Space Robot says, make your call to action relevant. This is advice for all content that you create. What do you want the reader or viewer or listener to take away from this content? Do you want them to be intrigued to learn more? Probably. If so, then you might link to some related content. Do you want them to reach out or to subscribe to your newsletter or your podcast? If that's the case, link to a form of some kind. Just use one type of CTA or a call to action. Don't confuse your audience by giving them too many options. I'm sure you can think of a lot of benefits to this. One, it helps with the health of your website overall. It minimizes your resource usage. It makes any search function that you have more usable by visitors. It helps Google index your content. The main one in my mind, though, is that it can save you time from recreating that same content over and over. Why start fresh when you can update something that you've already got? Even if you don't have time for a full content audit right now, I really recommend you do a spot check. Hunt down those big monsters that may be lurking in the dark corners of your content channel and bring them back to the world of the living. Hey there, it's Mark again from the current times, not from last year. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the Old Super Space Robot podcast. Maybe got a little something out of it that you can use when kind of going through the old content on your website. Since this is now a rock and roll themed content show, couldn't leave you without some rock and roll. Who better to give you some great Halloween rock and roll than the legend himself, Alice Cooper? I've got a playlist that I've specially prepared for you called 13 Alice Cooper Spooky Halloween Favorites. I've picked out 13 songs going back through his whole catalog, all the way back from the Love It to Death album in 1971, up through his Paranormal album from 2017, and a lot of stops in between. Alice is one of my favorite artists of all time. Won't be the last time we talk Alice Cooper on this podcast, I promise you that, but just in time for Halloween. And if you're not listening on Halloween, listen to it anyway. Should be Halloween all the time. One note, there will be no podcast next week, as I am finishing up my travels and probably just won't have time to get to an episode. So I look forward to the next time we can get together in about 2 weeks or so. If you have any questions in the meantime, send them along to me. podcast@rockcontent.show is the email address. I'd love to hear from you. That's podcast@rockcontent.show. Thanks for listening to the Rock and Roll Content Show. I'll see you next time.